Professor Richard Robertson said a few small earthquakes are still being recorded at La Soufrière. He said gas measurements continue to decline and steaming continues to be observed at the volcano.
Activity is virtually continuing the same pattern, where we're having a few small earthquakes, nothing near what we used to have since the explosions. And SO2 numbers are still, around between 250 to 350, so still coming down. So that's it. Other than that, very little, any kind of activity from the volcano. There's still quite a bit of steaming, of course, and you're going to have steaming when you have a little bit more, when you have rain, and the dangers related to the volcano remain the same, certainly at the top, and also because of lava. So continuing the pattern indicative of a volcano that has ended its eruptive phase and now is in a little bit of unrest, but heading slowly back to the stage it was before, which is sort of more background activity.
Professor Robertson said because of the heavy rainfall, lahar activity was recorded at most of the river valleys around the volcano. He also spoke of a number of areas where there was heavy flooding.
I was in Point yesterday. So the rain, fortunately, during the day, during the times I was there, gave us enough time to do what we were doing. But on the way back and there, you could see there were clearly swollen rivers. Because of the rain, as people know, there were quite a lot of flooding in places like salt rivers. From the seismic signals that we have, you certainly had some kind of lahar activity down most of the river valleys around the volcano. And it seems certainly in the rest of St. Vincent, you had lots of water on the ground. I've seen pictures of places in Annisvale, as I said, salt rivers and others. That's not surprising because of the amount of rain that we have. And certainly when we were going back and forth throughout the last week, you could see in the river valleys, in Arabica, all the valleys, Tuoruma River, Cayo, Caro, all the rivers had water in them.
Professor Robertson said there is still a lot of work to be done in Oya. He said quite a number of people have already returned to their homes to continue the cleanup process.
But certainly in Oya, there's still a lot of cleaning up to do. There was still a lot of ash on the ground. There was Braxa there, was cleaning up all weekend. I saw Vinlec there, I saw Water Authority there. There's a lot of work going on. I think there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. And I wouldn't suggest that, people who don't have a good four-wheel drive vehicle, those are not areas that you probably want to go to vehicle because you could get stuck and because of the amount of material on the ground. So there's a lot of cleaning going on. I'm not sure if they would have, cleaned the places, as clean as some of the areas that I've seen people going back. But there is a lot of work to be done still, ice being done. And there are quite a bit of people back there already, both cleaning up the yards.
That was head of the La Soufrière monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufrière volcano update.